Track 10. And then we come to the final news reports. Help shape Dartmoor's future priorities. If you love Dartmoor, there's now a chance to influence its future. People who care passionately about the National Park are being invited to share their views in a public opinion survey on the priorities that will guide this unique landscape for years to come. Gathering people's views is a crucial part of the process and will guide the development of the updated plan for Dartmoor National Park, which celebrates its 75th anniversary in 2026. The public are being encouraged to complete the public opinion survey to tell us what they think the priorities for Dartmoor should be and if anything is missing. The survey should take around 10 minutes to complete and can be found at www.dartmoor.gov.uk. The survey is open until Sunday, September the 14th.
An escape room adventure business in Bovey Tracy has won a top accolade. Escape the Game in Pottery Road has been recognised as a winner in TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards for 2025. The prestigious award has come as a boost for owner Leanne Taylor, as the winners among the top 10% of listings around the world on TripAdvisor, based on feedback from people who have visited and left an authentic first-hand review. Leanne said, "Thanks to everyone who's visited and enjoyed their experience so much that they had left such lovely reviews, resulting in the winning of the award." Kristen Dalton, president of TripAdvisor, said, "Congratulations to Escape the Game on its recognition in TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards for 2025. After a background in marketing, Leanne set up the escape room in 2018, starting with just one game. Now she has four different themed rooms and a Family Fortune-style quiz game with its own game show host. There's a Christmas theme room and a mobile event which Leanne takes to festivals and events." She explained, "I started the business because I wanted to create a place where people could come to have fun and create memories together. In the past 7 years, I've had thousands of people through the door, people celebrating birthdays, family get-togethers, corporate team building, hen and stag do's. One couple, who had their first date there, returned a few years later, asking Leanne to write a different ending in the escape room so that he could propose to his girlfriend."
Care Home raises funds for Alzheimer's. Residents and their families enjoyed a summer barbecue at a Tynmouth care home, which also raised £200 for the Alzheimer's Society. Neighbours joined in the fun as well at the White House Care Home, which included barbecue favourites, Pims and cupcakes. For the children, there was a play area with games and a paddling pool. Live music was provided by local singer Charlie Everett, and a VIP photo booth captured countless moments of fun. The afternoon also featured a raffle packed with prizes generously donated by local businesses and supporters. Long-time resident Mary Evans said, "What a wonderful day. It was so lovely to see the children playing and listen to the music." Manager Tracy Bowen praised her team and the community for making the day such a success. She said this was everything a summer barbecue should be: sunshine, laughter and time spent together. "Seeing our residents surrounded by family, enjoying the music and joining in the fun was incredibly special." The home in Woodway Road is a specialist in dementia care.
And now we're going to have a look at the carnivals and festivals that have been going on over the last weekend. And we'll start with Bovey Tracy. Mercury Rising at Bovey Tracy Carnival. A week of fun came to an end last weekend in Bovey Tracy with the culmination of the town's annual carnival. Sunday saw the Grand Summer Fete take place in Millmarsh Park, with the main event itself, the carnival procession, winding its way through the town on Saturday evening. Organisers have thanked everyone who turned out and turned up to support both the procession and other events, which took place, with the additional big thank you to all the volunteers, sponsors, children and generous businesses and people in the community who ensure that the popular event goes ahead. And of course, the big winner from all the fun is charity. And this year, the event was raising funds for Bobby Tracy's swimming pool. And this article is accompanied by lots and lots of photographs. There's one of Minnie and Mayhem from Paul and Sue Foote. There's Bobby Tracy's carnival float, a mobile mystery forest, which was very, very beautiful because I was there. Panto Fun from Pro Sweep. Hiawatha and Billy the Kid, otherwise known as Carol Dennis, and a pup with trousers on, which is quite incredible, and Room on the Boom with Kay Turner.
And now it's over to Tynmouth. After a year off, Tynmouth Carnival returned with a buzz of joyous colour and sound this week, epitomised by the procession on Thursday night. Hundreds of spectators turned out to watch the parade wind through the streets of the seaside resort. Local businesses and organisations, along with visiting floats from nearby towns and villages, dressed up to create a party atmosphere. A spectacular fireworks display from the point finished the evening with a bang. Throughout the week, residents and visitors have been treated to a variety of entertainment with live music, demonstrations and competitions, including the much-loved Tynmouth's Got Talent. Earlier this week, Tynmouth Carnival Committee welcomed a £2,000 cash boost from Tynmouth Town Council to help cover the running costs. And like other articles, this one's got some lovely photos. There's a picture of the Tynmouth players representing the musical Six. The Alice Cross Centre, they've come along as busy bees.
And the show proved to be the best ever for Denbury. A celebration of flowers, fruit and vegetables, baking and craftwork took place at Denbury last weekend. The Village Hall was the venue for the annual Flower and Produce Show, now celebrating its 53rd year. The hall was filled with a heady aroma of numerous fantastic floral displays, while prize vegetables sat proudly, displaying their winning certificates awarded by the judges. This year was one of our best ever for the number of entries, said show chairman Robert Morgan. It was a good show all round, and once again, the standard from all our exhibitors was very high. And this year's fruit and vegetable judge, John Harvey, admitted the quality of produce this year was the best he'd seen. And there are several photographs accompanying this article. Some of them are a little unusual. There's one of a large courgette, which I think is real, with a straw robin pulling the worm out of it. Make that of that what you will. There were other animal creations made from vegetables by the youngsters, including faces and little animals. There's a splendid truck showing all these beautiful salad vegetables, which looks truly tempting. Pretty photograph of roses and summer flowers. One of the nicest photographs is of a lady admiring the floral displays. They look rather like orchids at the front of the picture. It looks like a painting almost. It looks really good.